of a well-ordered society, of course, is the market system, property rights and voluntary transactions that our founding fathers certainly understood as important to a harmonious, productive, peaceful society. So we're asking the question today, what's necessary for the renewal of the market order? And there are, of course, several things that stand in the way of that sort of renewal. One would be a set of cultural and ideological presuppositions that make it more difficult to have markets. Another would be a regulatory state that stands in the way of the market order. So we have a distinguished list of panelists that will take up these sorts of issues. I will introduce them each as we take them up, and we'll start with Gordon Tulloch from George Mason University. Probably does not need an introduction to most of you. One of the leading intellectuals of the 20th century, was the founder of the public choice school, founder of something economists call rent seeking, which is an awful sort of a phrase, but refers to a particular activity that are, he's not a founder of rent seeking, he's a founder of the understanding of rent seeking. Excuse me, Gordon. That might be a little more apropos. One of the most intellectually curious and intellectually provocative people that I've ever known clearly a contributor to some of the most significant things that have happened in economics the last 30 and 40 years. So Gordon Tulloch, and his title is A Little History of Markets, I assume. So Gordon, it's all yours.